And welcome into a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, during this year's Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, I had a conversation with Matt Dolch from NK Seeds and also talked to Rex Gray from GHX and Golden Harvest. Let's listen into those interviews first with Matt Dolch from NK Seeds. Well, let's talk on the corn side from the NK lineup. I know a lot of growers are probably going to be talking to you this week, making seed decisions for 2024, but also even looking farther out into 2025. So let's talk through a few things here. In terms of just getting ready for 2024, what are some things that you're going to be telling producers this week and you want them to remember as they're making seed decisions right now?
I think first and foremost, keep their yield goals and goals for their operation top of mind. That's what we're looking to hit here. So it's making incremental improvements, managing risk across the acres, and hybrid selection on corn, really important part of that process. So make sure you've got a good partner, a good retailer, ag retailer out there, a good NK sales rep to help you make those decisions.
Well, I know there's a lot of concern about corn rootworm. That's a huge topic that's really been impacting a lot of growers' operations the last few years. Other disease pressures, tar spot, of course, is another hot topic. So talk about some of those issues we're facing right now. What are some things you guys are working on in the NK lineup right now to maybe help fight some of those issues?
Well, those are always first and foremost when we think about hybrid selection from an NK standpoint. 2025, we'll launch 12 new corn hybrids, so really big class. And then over the last 2 years, 32 new corn hybrids from NK. So 40% of our portfolio is brand new, and we target, you know, disease control, tar spot, one of those specifically. Then we also think about obviously wanting to increase yields for farmers. So tar spot, a huge thing. We really are robust in our ratings. We watch for that and make sure we've got the best hybrid out there to be able to handle that increasingly problematic disease. You know, a couple other things, you know, you think about, you know, just managing drought across a lot of these acres. That's a hot issue. Our artesian technology, that's something to help maximize yield when it rains, increase yield when it doesn't. Just a couple things that are first and foremost on the top of our minds.
And that's a good point on the drought side, because, you know, you look at that drought monitor right now getting ready for 24. I mean, there's some areas that are still showing up pretty red. There's a lot of areas that could use some more subsoil moisture here in the next few weeks, right, Matt?
Yeah, and we want to test those hybrids before they ever get out into the market, and that's exactly what we've done. So we keep putting the foot on the gas here in terms of product testing, make sure we have predictable performance before we send that product out to the field and the local farm.
Matt Dolch with NK Seeds and Syngenta, thanks for joining us here at Commodity Classic. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Have a good show.
I also had a great conversation with Rex Gray from GHX and Golden Harvest. Here is that interview.
Think about the Golden Harvest portfolio of corn products. You know, Golden Harvest has been in business over 50 years. And so as we think about those specific corn products, we've made a lot of strides over that 50 years. If you think about the lineup for 24 and beyond, you know, really goes back to the investments that we've made over time. And so as we think about those investments from a germplasm standpoint, we've really had an opportunity to increase that germplasm standpoint, as well as the trait platform. So if you look at those new inbreds that we're bringing in the lineup that are going to make new hybrids for those growers, which ultimately is going to lead to more profitability from a bushel standpoint, been able to increase those from a 3X standpoint in just the past couple of years. And so again, that's one thing that we've done today. Another thing that we've talked about a lot is just precision. So a lot of precision technology as we think about how we test those products in the marketplace. Over the past couple of years, we've had a 30% increase in our testing footprint, but we've also upgraded our combine and planter fleet to state-of-the-art equipment to help us make better decisions for those individual products. And then lastly would be just the power of the Golden Harvest lineup. And so as you think about the Golden Harvest corn lineup over the past couple of years, just in the past 2 years, we've launched 39 new corn products into the lineup. And in fact, pre-commercially, we've actually had an increase of 10X of those products that have been 2 year trait tested. So a lot to be excited about for Golden Harvest, but a lot as we continue to work with producers to become more profitable. Again, at the end of the day, it's about growing more bushel, and we're trying to partner with farmers to make sure that we can place the right products at the right population and ultimately help them produce more bushels per acre.
Well, and I know producing more bushels, of course, and one thing we'd like to celebrate at Commodity Classic, and I know there's some Golden Harvest winners. There is the NCGA Yield Contest winners, and that's always great to see just some of those record yield advancements. And, of course, when they're doing it with a Golden Harvest hybrid, that's a good little notch in the belt, so to speak, for you guys as well, is it, Rex?
Absolutely. You know, here to celebrate those award winners from an NCGA standpoint, even more excited that they were able to win those awards using Golden Harvest hybrids. And so, again, I think that's just one example of the testament of our 50-year history and how we're continuing to work with farmers, help make them more profitable, and make sure that they have the hybrids that meet their needs. You know, as we think about those hybrids, right, a lot of yield potential. You got to have nice, strong yields to win these contests. But for me, it's about protecting the yield that you have. And you think about how do you protect the yield? That's exactly what a trait does. And so when you look at it from a Syngenta standpoint, offering the broadest spectrum insect control product with Duracade Viptera. And so continuing to understand those wants and needs from farmers, because that's exactly what farmers are telling us that they want, is they want more traits. They want an opportunity to help protect the yield that they have in front of them. And so from a Syngenta standpoint, continuing to invest in that space, just recently launched a new facility down in RTP. So $18 million investment, really focused specifically on corn rootworm as well as farm armyworm to help growers protect that yield they have. Because again, at the end of the day, it's the bushels in their tank. It's what pays the bills.
Definitely. Final thoughts from you. What's the biggest concern you're hearing from corn farmers here heading into 2024?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be challenges to overcome in any growing season, whether it's the weather, whether it's insects, whether it's weeds, you know, just as we think about how to continue to make sure that we can be most profitable per acre, it's really starting with a strong plan. As you think about those individual hybrids that you're going to plant, you really only get one good time to put those in the ground. So, you know, the number one thing producers can control is soil conditions at planting. So even with the best hybrid, with the best traits and the best genetics, you know, we really need to focus kind of back to the basics and make sure that we're planting those products in the right conditions. And that's the number one thing farmers can control. So you pair those things up with Syngenta traits, Golden Harvest genetics, and with farmer management, you know, really can set us up for a strong potential in 24 as well as beyond.
Well, and I know, of course, if growers have questions, reach out to their local retailer, their local Golden Harvest agronomist, go online to the website. I know you guys have, of course, the GHX mobile app too. That's a great piece of data, great tool for producers as well. There's a lot of great ways to get in touch and learn more, isn't there, Rex?
For sure. You can go to goldenharvestseeds.com to learn more. You can go to the app store and search GHX mobile. You can experience that and really see what Golden Harvest and GHX has to offer for each producer.
Rex Gray with Golden Harvest. Appreciate the time here at Commodity Classic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Again, Rex Gray with Golden Harvest and GHX, and Matt Dolch from NK Seeds here on American Ag Today from Commodity Classic. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.